Today, Teddy suffered a significant knee injury.
Teddy Bridgewater out for the year after tearing his ACL in practice.
The Minnesota Vikings gave up a first-round pick and a fourth-round pick to get Sam Bradford.
I'm still not sold that Sam Bradford is the guy that can take you where you need to go.
And tell us how, when the injury happened to Teddy Bridgewater, how quickly Sam Bradford came to mind.
Everybody loved Teddy so much. It was really a shock. And so I called off practice that day. Rick Spielman and all the guys up there, right away they got on trying to figure out, you know, what quarterbacks might be available. He was one of the guys that we weren't sure, and then obviously he became available, and they did a great job of getting him here.
When I heard about Teddy's injury, you know, I just prayed for him because, you know, I know what it's like, you know, to tear your ACL. You know, I've done it twice. I know how frustrating, you know, it can be. Hopefully I can be there, you know, to just kind of to keep him going, to keep him positive. If he ever has any questions, you know, I can be there to give him some advice.
Sam fires to the right back running the end zone. Touchdown! Bradford moves it to the end zone for Diggs. Caught! And let the Sam Bradford era begin for the Minnesota Vikings.
I didn't think playing against Green Bay and opening of our stadium on Sunday night was going to be the best situation for him. But he went in there and he played great. He made some great throws. He hung in there against some pressures.
You know, it's a tough position. Teddy is the guy. You know, Teddy is their leader. I've been kind of thrust into that, but they've been great. You know, I think they're all very understanding of what the situation is. And, you know, they've been really helpful, you know, trying to get me up to speed.
Adrian Peterson has a right knee injury and he is out.
This is a complete rupture of his meniscus. It takes 3 or 4 months to heal.
If there is a silver lining to these injuries, is it how your team has responded?
We were without Adrian for my first year here. So, you know, we had a chance to see Jarek and Matt run the football. We may not be the same team we were a month ago, but I think the resiliency of this team, you know, things don't shake them. They understand that life goes on and we have to go play.
You're emerging as maybe the face of the franchise. You feel all right with that?
Yeah, you know, I haven't even thought about that. It's been a whirlwind, you know, the past 3 weeks, and, you know, I just try to take it a day at a time, just try to be a good teammate in that locker room and help these guys win.
You know, Sam Bradford's talking.